The General Adventuring Company is a fictional, silly, serious, violent, PG-16 adjacent production that is not for kids. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Welcome to The General Adventuring Company, a weekly actual play tabletop RPG podcast and video production. Today is a mini-quest episode, which means we'll be playing a different game. Today is a modified version of the classic one-page RPG Honey Heist, which we will be changing to Duck Heist, Episode 2. I'm Adam Sowards, your Game Master and host, and today, I am a player. And with me is the rest of our wonderful cast of co-hosts and players. Say hello, nerds!
Again.
Did you forget?
This week, we are sponsored by EMP Studios, a multimedia content creation company that helps businesses and brands make cool stuff for the internet. Thank you, EMP Studios. And now, we will turn it over to our Game Master, the wonderful, the one, the only, the Julian Hermano.
So, this is part two, as Adam said, of our duck heist. Please listen to part one because, wow, a lot of things happened and I, as the DM, have no idea what's going to happen from here out.
That's what happens when you get people that don't play a game ever and it's the first time.
Oh, it's amazing. We'll do a little recap of what happened after we all introduce ourselves. But I'll pass the baton off in just a second. Maddie is not able to join us this episode. She is off, I believe, knitting sweaters for inner city squirrels, I think is what she told us.
Really, really good work. Really good work.
Yeah. Doing really, really
hard, but somebody has to.
Absolutely.
They're feisty.
I'm sure the job drives her nuts, but someone's got to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass it off to Kaylee now. Can you please
squirrel pun.
Tell us about your character?
Hi, I'm Kaylee, as was previously stated, and I play Gustav, and I am Goose, I am Muscle, and I am Secret Dumber Brinsley.
That he is. Go ahead, Chesire.
Well, I'm sorry. Whoa, jumped into that way too quick.
Hi, I'm prepubescent.
I am Cesare Orlando, and I will be playing, now we can get into it, Frankie Feathers. I am a pigeon, and I'm the one who basically makes all these guys like get through this stuff. I'm the tech guy. I'm the driver. If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be getting out of here. That's for sure. Adam.
And I am Adam. I will be playing Danny Broadbill. I am the face of the group, a little bit of the planner. And sometimes I say a lot of one-liners that don't really make sense for the occasion, but I do it because it's cool.
We love doing things for rule of cool, don't we?
Oh, I was expecting another dip into your backstory for your introduction.
No.
All the backstory is going to happen in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Also because I couldn't think of anything. So this is what it was.
Works.
We are going to dive right into this adventure and see what sort of foul deeds our newly turned goose dog. God.
Boo!
I'm a goose!
On our last episode, / first episode of Duck Heist, the three of you were recruited to be an ace team of operatives to retrieve Mother Goose's golden egg. You were hired by a man by the name of Wesley Webb Jr., a very shy but wealthy buyer who desires Mother Goose's golden egg, had some connections to Danny Broadbill's character. And you all were sent into a duck hunter convention, a random location that we rolled for. You managed to get in through Danny's clever mind and his inside contact, Carl Tubeaks, while Gustav created a massive distraction. Frankie hacked the security system and just barely saved Danny's life by turning off the lights in the facility. And Frankie was also able to electrocute and restrain Igor Turkinski, also known as the Pilgrim, and Gustav's former lover. Now,
current lover.
Current lover. Gustav, having reached 6 points in criminal, has betrayed the group and swapped out, and is now has the real golden egg to himself. And that's where we are. The lights are out in this facility. Everyone is running for the exit. People are firing into the sky randomly. It is absolute chaos.
It's first, quackers.
It's.
Sure.
Like, I'm not even sure what pun you were trying to make there.
It's quackers.
It's quackers. Gustav, you have traded off the golden egg with Carl Tubbs. What are you doing now?
Gustav is separated from the group for just a moment, and he hides the Mother Goose's golden egg in a hidden. He pulls a painting off of the wall, hides it in this little storage area, places it back, finds his way to the group, continues muscling his way, and he says, "We must leave now."
Gustav, question for you.
Yes.
We established you had a knife on you. Do you think you freed Turkins?
Okay.
Good to know. Please continue.
Yes, I freed Turkinski from his Gorilla Tape prison.
So, Kaylee, put yourself back to 3 and 3. But you're now allied with the other side.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that.
Just like we planned.
Got that set up. Just like we planned.
Yeah, all of this is planned.
All according to the plan, baby.
Gustav runs up to the rest of you and says, "We must go.
To the roof, like we planned."
Oh, am I with him?
Yeah, I think we all met up.
You can hear Gustav's voice echo, "We must go," within your proximity, even though it is dark. There are gunshots going off all around you.
All right,
as
great.
The humans mostly seem to be shooting each other.
All part of the plan. running up the stairs. I guess probably the emergency exit stairs, running up, slapping my little web feet on the stairs going up to the roof. Running up to the roof.
I think we have a getaway helicopter that brings us to a getaway car.
Okay, so first going up onto the roof.
I'm not sure why we would ditch a helicopter for a car. Seems
they
a lot
saw us
slower.
Leave in a helicopter.
So on the roof, just as planned, there is an empty helicopter as the three of you run up to the very top.
I would like to go up to Frankie and I'll be like, "Frankie, do you have it?" And I
of course I have.
I reach my wing out for the remote control for the thing. I take the remote control and get into the helicopter. And I whisper to myself, "No witnesses."
Oh my god!
Is this place gonna blow?
We'll find out.
Ooh. That definitely seems like a criminal role.
Okay. Cool.
This isn't even a specialty. This is just a straight criminal role.
Cool, straight criminal.
Just straight up.
Ooh, barely made it, baby. I had a 4 in criminal and I rolled a 4.
Okay, so move a point to criminal. Uh-oh. And keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, here we go.
Wait. Oh yeah, he goes towards the thing that he was doing.
Yep. So he's now at 5 in criminal, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
My god, imagine.
Don't forget that, or else you're gonna be in trouble.
We see in a bunch of other flashes a bunch of little bombs laid around the place by Carl Tubeeks in his time doing reconnaissance.
Can I, during this flashback, can I say that I was using my duck disguises as like sewer maintenance people to so that I can move 1 point back?
Absolutely. Yeah, Danny, you are putting on different hats depending on the area of the building you are in and helping Carl plant these bombs.
I have like a mustache on my beak in one, another one I'm wearing overalls, and someone walks by and they're like, "Hey, Jim, can you turn off that valve?" And I'm like, "Sure thing." And then I turn around and it's my face with a mustache on it.
Amazing. Place is rigged to blow. The copter's there. You have a driver, You have two teammates. What do you do?
I'm jumping in the helicopter, and I'm like, stick to the plan. Is Tubeek there with us?
You get a text, Danny, from Tubeek that says, "I'm out. Go for it."
Go!
I guess this is part of the plan. I guess. all of part of the plan. I'm assuming that since Frankie, you are a driver, that meaning you can drive all things.
Yep, he's got proficiency in all vehicles.
Because I'm a pigeon.
Yeah.
Pigeons famously good at driving.
Great at flying things. Even better at flying than they are at driving.
I mean, it's not natural. It's just, it's one of the skills that you acquired.
One of those skills after working on so many Toyota Priuses.
Why the Prius?
You put the remote on the dash, it'll start the... Go ahead, if you want
to... What? Huh? You want me to put it on?
Yeah, put the... Yes, on
the
dash.
In the spot? Where the Garmin GPS thing is supposed to go?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But I put it there.
Okay. And then boop, the green button pops up for start. It starts up. And instead of using my wings to hold on to the stick, I'm going to need either Danny or Gustav's help to lift and lower the elevation. So normally you have three controls for a helicopter, which is why I was so excited to find out we were doing helicopter stuff, because now y'all gotta help me, because I'm a pigeon.
This is a multi-arm job.
Gustav, I'm gonna need you on the pedals. You're the rudder. You go left and right with the pedals. Danny, I need you on the elevation. We go up when you pull up. We go down when you pull down. I'll control the stick.
All right.
We can do this, people.
All part of the plan.
Completely part of the plan. All right, let's get some elevation.
Gustav,
Danny.
And Danny make criminal rolls. These are not your specialties. Remember, Gustav, you're at 3-3.
Okay, I'm
good. Woo! Made it. Got a 1, baby.
I got a 1, too.
Nice.
Amazing. But absolutely flawless takeoff. Gustav,
so instead of holding the stick with my wings, I'm standing on top of it and kind of like walking and waving side to side to move it forward and back.
Absolutely. Walking, waving side to side, the helicopter goes off flawlessly between the three of you. Gustav, you get a text message from someone who's just a little heart emoji in your contacts, and it says, "I'm out. Stick to the plan." As your helicopter takes off flawlessly.
I think definitely we have this like code that we use, since I am a double agent, so that it doesn't sound like I am a double agent. So it's like, I picked up dinner, see you at home.
Amazing.
Love it.
It is exactly what it says. Freaking text from darling.
Can't.
Yes.
As soon as we're in the helicopter and flying away, I want to look back at it, look back at the building, and I'll be like,
Oh, I thought you were talking about your big butt.
We all put sunglasses on.
Oh, I guess I probably would take the egg, the decoy egg out of my butt. And throw it out of the helicopter. I look back at the building and hold the little button in my hand, and I'm like, "Who's that rapping at your door?" Me. And I press the button. It was a
Edgar
Allan Poe.
Very nice.
It took me so long to come up with that. It was such a struggle, and it didn't pay off.
Too smart of a joke, Adam.
Nah.
Dang it, Adam.
The convention center explodes into a fireball. We see the streets of Chicago. People turn in shocked horror as the convention center explodes. Police cars drive up to the burning convention center, take out their guns, and start shooting into the fire.
is that like the most criminal role ever for Danny?
Well, I mean, I guess
blowing up a building.
I mean, definitely pretty dang criminal. But I mean, you know, we got two rules.
It was part of the plan.
Two rules, you know, no witnesses and don't fly in disguise, which is part of our next step.
But it's funny because there it is.
Oh, whoops. I forgot about
my
cat.
We're all flying in disguise.
We're all flying in disguise right now, but we're not flying.
You are people driving.
But you see the irony here, right? You see, you see the irony of the flying and the... Okay, that just didn't want it to go wasted.
I press the button, and then boom, the big old explosion happens. And Danny just kind of like gets a little bit introspective for a second. And he's like, doesn't feel like he wanted it to feel. Pulling this job. And then he texts. He flops the phone out onto the seat, pecks at it, and texts Jessica. Almost done. Looking forward to getting married to you, sweet cheeks.
Danny, get off your cell phone and give me some more elevation.
Send. Grabs the elevation lever with his little webbed foot and pulls it.
While we are flying away, Gustav speaks up as we all glow in our victory, and he says, are you sure that Tubeaks is someone we can trust?
Yeah, of course. We're supposed to meet him next, so anything goes wrong, we'll know.
He seemed to have his own agenda.
What do you mean? You see something?
Where was he before the second switch?
I think back, where was he before the second switch?
Before the second switch?
Wait, there wasn't a second switch.
No, there was... So he flew off after he gave you your outfit. Mm-hmm. And then you switched the eggs so that you had the egg. And then you did a second switch with him that gave him the egg, and then you had a decoy. But we didn't discuss what he was doing in between when he flew away and when the second switch happened.
Well...
She said in her low goose voice.
Well, I guess I don't really know. You know what? Let's just leave it at that. We'll meet him, and we'll figure out what it is. Okay.
Yes.
Gustav, y'all right.
You all start to approach the landing where you are going to switch to the car and go through to the rendezvous with Tubeaks. Yes, Danny.
So, I like to do a flashback, not to switch things, but just to talk about this part briefly. And I feel like in the flashback, Frank and Gustav are just like, what? Like, yeah. So first we drop the car off, go back up in the air with a helicopter, ditch our disguises, jump out. Helicopter crashes, no evidence. We get in the car, drive away. I know it sounds crazy.
I would like to destroy the helicopter.
See? 1 point.
Such a beautiful piece of equipment, though. Do you know how much work goes into making these things?
I mean, I definitely know how much work goes into this, and that points down at the plan on the table. Like, if we stick to this, if we make sure this plan works, then we're gonna come out really rich birds. Let me tell you. This isn't Vancouver.
It's feeling a lot like it, okay?
Well, we had a submarine and a boat in Vancouver. This is way different.
Vancouver, famously a coastal city.
Yes. And then we flashback to the present.
You're in the helicopter. What's the plan for crashing it?
I'm just going to jump out, flap my little wings.
Yeah, we all take our hats off.
Gotta take the hats off.
Fly away from it.
Hat off.
I stay in like a few seconds longer because I can only do so much in control with it without them. So when they bail, I'm just like, I'll change. It's so beautiful. And I'll take the controller off the center console and fall out. Take my hat off, salute the helicopter, and just fall backwards. Fly away.
The copter crashes into the side of a mountain and explodes as the three of you just fly normally. The sight of a duck leading a Canadian goose and a pigeon over the Illinois sky.
Can I move a point from criminal to duck?
Yes, because you are a duck, I will allow.
Yes.
As you all fly, there is a formation of geese that flies past you, and they go hello, 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 as they all just go past you.
How's it cracking, Jim?
Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah, very
hi.
Well, very well. Nice hello. To see you. Hello. Hey, yeah, hello, hello, as they fly
hello.
Past you.
Hello.
Part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
Blend in with the locals. We got
That's
it.
Right.
What type of car is awaiting you guys?
Yeah, Frankie.
Well,
2001 sedan.
Brought out the big guns.
It's
for
gonna
this
be
one,
a
guys.
Prius.
Brought out the big guns. I've been working on this a long time, and I'm so excited that somebody finally gets to see it and just appreciate
smart car.
My masterpiece. So, I take that same helicopter controller and then bleep, bleep. And then you hear like from around the corner.
And a horse comes in.
With just one feather controlling like a little touch pad electronic device that screen. He could see what the front of the car sees and drives it around. And it is, in fact, a flat black silver Prius.
Yes, but, I knew it!
But just the body of it. It is actually lifted and on big, knobby off-road, like, Baja tires and suspension. So it's like a sand rail or like a dune buggy, but the body of it is a flat black Prius.
Made like a Prius monster truck type of situation.
Not necessarily monster terrible. Truck, just like an off-road dune buggy with a Prius body on it, like a Baja bug, but Prius.
Frankie, can you please see a flashback? Frankie, can we please see a flashback to the creation of this monstrosity?
So, we fly back into Frankie's brain, and he hates Toyota Prius. He hates Toyota Prius, because it was, in fact, the swankin' Uber driver driving around crazy fast for Uber Eats in a silver Prius who took out my mom and dad. And ever since that day, anytime I see a silver Prius, I shit on it because just in case it's that guy, just in case it's that pizza delivery guy, I want to make sure that I shit on his life as much as I can. Which is why pizza's actually my weakness. And
oh my god!
Anytime I see pizza, I just lose it a little bit.
You just
bit.
Start to shit uncontrollably.
But my grandma, which is, bless her heart, she took care of me as I was growing up. My grandma, she's not feeling too well, and I really need this money. And she always told me, you know, you got to face your fears, and you have to overcome them, and be bigger, and rise up, be better than the thing that you hate. So I went to the junkyards, started taking off all these parts, started putting together, and I took the Toyota Prius, and I made it everything it's not. It is not fuel efficient. It is not a quiet little car that is just zooming around. No, I made the beast. And you'll see me in my garage. And he's just underneath, you see welding and just like lots of like fast pans around, kind of doing like the one shot where it just is rotating around the car, and every time it like passes by something, I'm in a different position working on something else, and new modifications are being added to it, building it up. And
day, night,
the lights changing, yeah, over and over and over again. And
did you put spoilers on it?
Oh yeah, there's two.
Good.
Hey, no spoilers.
Yeah, helps with the wind resistance. Hey, no, we got two of them.
Two spoilers.
So at the end of it, I would then have it covered in the garage, and I'd bring Grandma out to see it, and I'd sit her down, and I'd, with my wings, unveil it.
Frankie, like, what? Eh? Frankie, what did you do? Wow, that's crazy. Crazy talk. Wow.
I did it, Grandma. I took my fear and the thing that I hated most in the world, and I conquered it. And now this beast is mine.
That's right, Frankie. That's what we do in the Feathers family. We take fear and we make it our bitch. Give
That's
me my,
right,
give
Grandma.
Give me my dentures. I'm hungry.
Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Human dentures, by the way.
Not
for her mouth.
I mean, your grandma is Christopher Walken, so. You know, Frankie, come on.
Give me some dentures and some more cowbell.
My little baby pigeon boy, I love you so much.
So then we'll fly back to present time, and as it's coming around the corner, you just kind of hear this.
Two different songs.
And then, yeah, I'll be like, charity awaits, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Frankie, really good work. Next stop, where we meet Two Beaks, make the exchange, then go to Wesley. We're almost done, guys, almost done. Just gotta make this clean drop, make sure we don't draw any unnecessary attention.
Yes.
Frankie, is Frankie driving the car with his phone? Amazing.
Yep.
This is his baby. His horrible, perverted
can't reach
baby.
The wheel and the pedals at the same time, so it's all just touch on his device.
He's like playing Mario Kart.
I feel like there's like a very specific place that we're meeting, a very dramatic, specific place that we're meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Two Beaks.
How do we feel about Secret Cave Lair?
Cool. I was also picturing a dam for some reason as well.
Ooh, like on top of a dam?
Yeah, like Hoover Dam or something.
What could go wrong?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is on top of a dam right here. Hoover Dam is far away, so maybe not literally
Hoover
Dam.
This is
it's a big thing.
A weird accident happened with the United States at some point. It just kind of smashed the middle bit of the country together.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, why not? Let's do it. Hoover Dam.
It doesn't explain anything. It's just like, wait, how did they get... Isn't that... Oh, whatever.
Hoover Dam, the only place where you could lose the authorities.
Flashback to when I installed jet propulsion into the sides in an off-road jet conversion machine Oh, the Hoover Dam? That's where we're going to meet him? Mm. Well, you guys better hold on. It's going to get a little bit faster up in here.
What's the plan?
And then part of the plan, the air pressure seal, like, glass comes up and over the cabin and, like, seals us in. And then, remember, please keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. And then wings pop out, and then all of a sudden we start lifting off and take off into the night.
It's only a few hours to get you guys to Nevada as you fly through the sky, whizzing past.
I don't know how Carl Two Beaks got there, but apparently he got there first.
Yeah, he had a head start. He didn't need to get in the helicopter.
He didn't need to start a helicopter.
He just took a plane immediately.
He's free.
You guys whiz past, and what time of day is it when you arrive at Hoover Dam? Or is it nighttime?
Sundown.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be one of the dams.
Oh, we had that total flying off into the sunset moment, even though it was totally like not time yet, but like it. We don't have the egg yet, but like it was
it's a lot
sunset.
Of sunset.
You know, we don't have a
you're crossing time zones here.
What are those one people that are like movie sets that like the continuity people that make sure everything like we don't have one of those on this movie set. So they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's sundown for 3 hours as you all fly.
Just chasing the sun.
You land your private off-road Prius jet with rocket thrusters in front of one of the sides of Hoover Dam. And across the very bridge-like top of Hoover Dam, you see in a trench coat with a brown hat, Carl Two Beaks, wings at his side. Standing at the apex of the dam waiting for you guys. As always, no smile on his face.
I want to stop Gustav for a second before when we're getting off the plane. Anything goes wrong, you know what to do.
I lean
back out and start walking towards Two Beaks.
Start waddling very slowly across this giant bridge.
Take out a
cigarette.
It
takes a while because you guys have to meet in the center.
Just little ducks waddling.
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Carl looks to you, Danny, and goes, Danny,
Carl,
glad to see you could make it.
Yeah. Everything went, well, close to plan.
It went exactly to plan. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, a couple things, but, you know, we got it. Got the egg.
I'm impressed, Danny. You know, maybe this is really us turning it around from Vancouver, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, I'm meeting Wesley. I'm meeting Wesley at the next location. It's just going to be a handoff between him and I.
No.
Why are you the money?
It's going to be us handing it off, Danny. I mean, that's my name.
We're trying to make sure that, we're trying to make sure that Cassandra Poe isn't following us. She knows you guys were there. She doesn't know I was there.
Oh, I don't think she'll be following anyone. I think back to the explosion and my super awesome Edgar Allan Poe joke.
I think we can't be too careful, Danny. Remember Vancouver?
Yeah.
Don't let your arrogance get to your head.
Just a question real quick. Can I see it? Like, I haven't even, like, gotten to see it yet.
How do we know you are to pass it off if we
kind of did all this work and I was like, there's...
Show them the goods.
I mean, yeah. I wasn't trying to be all, like, accusatory or anything about it. I just wanted to, like, actually see the thing that we stole, you know?
The sight for sore eyes, let me tell you. Which of you has... Oh,
yeah, no, Gustav, he'll accuse.
Wait,
yeah.
What do you mean? Carl, you have it.
You have it.
What?
You
I
have
traded
it.
Off with, I traded off with one of you.
What?
Before I left the building.
I take out this really big map, and I, like, unfold it a million times and, like, put it on the floor, and it has, like, all of the instructions of who was supposed to do what at what time. It has this, it's, like, big old blueprints, and it says, like, step one, step three. It's, like, step, like, 37. And, like, he's, like, points towards step 24. He's, like, step 24, you have the egg. You go that way. If anything goes wrong, then we do the trade-off with the car. Nothing happened, so you should have the egg.
In the dark. Why did I get accident? In the dark, Danny. I was bumped into by one of us. And I traded off the egg. I thought things weren't going to plan. The sprinklers were going off, there were gunshots.
You were not supposed to trade the egg.
I don't have it. I don't have it. I gave it to one of you guys.
Pull out my electronic device and I turn it in a different manner. Set my taser to stun. I don't think so. More like kill.
I'm like, all right, everyone. All right. You know what? There's an easy way to figure this out. Everyone, empty your cloacas.
Carl takes out a switchblade and an automatic rifle and a bunch of magazines. And he empties a lot of stuff directly on top of the dam.
I take out a lot of costumes, a couple of cell phones, a brick of dynamite, a clown costume, and a little unicycle.
This might take a while. Okay.
Pulls out a full-sized car.
So there's
this is serious, guys.
You know how, like, most mechanics wear, like, tool belts? So there's a series of different tools and electronic devices and grenade. I don't know where that came from. And
whoa.
Oh my god.
No, it's fine.
Hold there, big guy.
It's okay.
Maybe you should keep that grenade safe somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. It's on the pile.
All right. Cool.
A couple other things.
All right, guys. What's going on?
Gustav just pulls out a bat that's covered in nails. And he says, this is all I brought.
Then.
Yeah, I know that actually, that clears a lot of things
wait,
up.
Wait, then none of us have the egg.
You were supposed to have the egg.
I gave it to one of you, I swear.
Who?
I don't know, it was dark. Toucans can't see in the dark. That's not what we do.
I'd like to use some sort of a duck or a criminal skill to figure this out.
Can I use streetwise to see who's...
Yeah,
yes.
Who is...
Who's
you
may
traitor.
Use your
deceitful.
Pigeon skill, Frank.
You know, I deal with a lot of criminals. from the streets. One thing that always gives them away is the eyes.
I'm just like still pacing around on this big ol' map of all of our plans and just like waddling around, flapping and looking at the different steps of the plan and just muttering to myself and just be like, well, plan number 27, no, that wasn't it, no, I don't know. I'm just sort of walking around while Frankie's doing that.
So I'm basically gonna go up to each of them and do the meet the fuckers like lie detector thing, put my wings on their pulse and stare into their eyes and try and see if they are being truthful or not.
Okay, roll for bird, 2d6s.
Okay, I hit 2, which is currently 2.
Frankie, something's not at you. Know where you were. You know where Danny was. You remember Gustav ran out of the room, barely talking. You saw something happen with him and the turkey. Why didn't he just kill the turkey if the place was going to blow anyway? Something's not happening.
All right, I'll go over to Danny and really, like, spastically, like, put my wing up, like, under his neck.
Hey.
Don't move.
Frankie, what's going on?
Look at me. Look into my eyes.
All right.
They're going two different directions.
And they're moving all over the place.
Which eyes, Frankie? They're kind of going all over the place. So.
Do you know where the egg is?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I would like to do a flashback.
Ooh! Yeah, go for it.
I think it'd be fun. Flashback with Frankie and Danny and a third person who is undisclosed at this moment.
I already know where you're going with this, and I'm on board.
And then we're just like sitting there. We're sitting there, and I'm talking to Frankie, and I'm like, all right, I figured out who it was. It took me 10 years. It was Gustav. Yeah. But got a plan. So he's probably going to double cross us because he's probably going to be there. So
I mean,
here's the plan. You're gonna try to attack me, take me down, hostage, make it look real. And then
all right.
You know what happens next.
Okay, perfect. I love this. This is great. What could go wrong?
And then flashback to the present. And I'm like, hey, whoa, Frankie, come on. I don't know where the egg is.
Do you know where the egg is?
No, look, I want to find it just as much as you do, okay? So, like, come on.
He's lying!
Hey, next chop!
Frankie, what's wrong with you?
He knows where the egg is.
What? What are you talking about?
He knows where the egg is, I could tell.
No, not Danny, anyone but Danny, he's our leader.
Why would Danny betray us?
Danny fake passes out. Bird, playing dead! Can I do a move one point from...
Yes, you may.
Yes, it's a bird thing!
You can roll to play dead, excuse me, because this is this is very specific.
Okay, so then I have to get a 2 or a 1 to do it. Is this part of my disguise thing? Because this is... I am faking it.
You are!
Okay.
To die.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Got it. You got a 2 and a 3. So barely made it.
Danny falls to the ground.
There's X's over my eyes like cartoons.
Danny falls to the ground, thoroughly neck chopped by that.
Your next two beak.
Frankie.
What are you talking about?
Do you know where the egg is?
No, I don't. I'm being real with you. The leader of this operation. Why?
No. Danny would not betray us. Danny would never betray.
Hey, Frankie, how do we know it's not you? Huh? Mr. Neckchop our leader and now go for the next guy?
I'm gonna attack Frankie. I'm gonna try to tussle him down to the ground.
I did not make it.
Ooh, so that's towards Bird?
Yeah.
Gustav, you are so startled by this turn of events that somehow The spare static electricity from Frankie like sets you off balance, and he does successfully stun you by whacking you in your long goosey neck.
I just huh and fall to the ground, and I go, Frankie, why do you do this?
Just answer the question, Gustav. Just answer the question.
You did not ask me question yet.
How about I ask the question?
Gasp.
As on the other side of the dam, holding a Tommy gun, you see Igor the Pilgrim Topinski staring at
I raise my wings.
Put your wings up. Very good, pigeon. Very good.
Yeah, I know how it goes. I've been mugged many times in New York. Okay, it's fine.
This is like a normal Tuesday.
Yes. Carl raises his wings too, beads of sweat dripping down his face. And he goes, Gustav, good job. Despite the snag, it seems that everything went according.
Agreed, my love. And I stand up and I go over to him.
in a possibly slightly overplayed, shocking moment, Frankie goes,
I turn to everyone and I say, I am sorry, comrades. However, I could not allow another Vancouver.
I would like to.
And we flashback.
Oh, damn. You got you beat me to
Screw
it.
Screw you. I flashback this time. No.
I love how this game just turned into who's going to come up with the most ridiculous flashback possibilities. We're like, we got to get back to three, guys.
So we flash back to Gustav and Igor after Vancouver. And Gustav is yelling and he's saying, my love, why? We were so close. We could have made it. And Igor goes, you would never have made it. I did this to protect you, my love. And Gustav goes, we could have made it. We could have finished the job. And Igor just shakes his head. He says, you would never have made it out. And we flash to the present. And Gustav, as he is dramatically walking away into the still setting sun, it's still setting, he turns his head and he goes, I am sorry, Danny.
And you see Danny open his eye and flashes back.
So,
oh, no! But before he flashes back, he looks up, or he opens his eyes and he stands up, very confident. He's like, "Why don't you pull that trigger there?" What's your name? Igor.
Igor. Yes.
He pulls
Igor
it.
Pilgrim Topinski.
He pulls it and it clicks, and we flash back to the meeting between Frankie Feathers, Danny, and the mysterious person, and then stepping into, actually, they don't step
I knew
into
you
the light.
Were gonna do this.
So we're standing.
So there's no way Gustav is going to be able to pull this off on himself. There's got to be somebody else that's helping.
You know,
him, right?
I mean, he's, yeah, exactly. But I know that, so Gustav's a good guy. I know he's always been a good guy, but he's got a weakness for Igor. And, you know, it's, the pilgrim has a hold on him. You know, Thanksgiving. Everyone loves Thanksgiving. Everyone loves turkey. You know, yes. It's hard to resist, but I know how to get him. We know he's gonna do it, but he's a good guy. We can't let him go down that dark path. Igor's toxic, man. We gotta get him away. And he's like, and then he looks.
I mean, we could just kill him.
I mean, yeah, but. No, can't. We can't.
Okay,
can't.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, no,
I know.
No.
I was just gonna put it out there just as like a maybe, like see how you felt about it, but like I could tell in the hesitation there was something there. Okay, well, I'll drop it.
And then he turns towards the darkened figure, and then Danny brings out a Tommy gun. He's like, make sure you give it to him. And then the figure turns around and it's Jessica Feathers.
Oh my god!
I was either gonna say her or your dad.
Yeah. And then I feel like it flashes back to the current, back to the current.
Oh, wait. Before it flashes back to that, we see Jessica and Igor. And Jessica goes, look, I don't want anything else other than for my fiancé to get out of this business. If that means threatening him with a Tommy gun so he knows never to do it again, you can take it. And Igor goes, very well. I understand the throes of love. I will threaten your husband. I will not kill him.
And I think it goes back, and Igor is going to pull the trigger, and it clicks. And then you hear another behind him, and Jessica is standing behind.
With and then gun. As she's revealed, it'll flash back.
Oh my god!
To when Danny's receiving a text message, and Frankie's like, during the planning stage, and normally during the planning stage, Danny never lets anything distract him. He's right on top on task, on schedule, like he's getting to the plan. This is the breakdown. Everybody's got to pay attention and focus. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he gets a ding, ding, and he like looks at it, and he like smiles. He flops it out and peck, 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 sends. And Frankie, this is when he's just kind of going over it himself. He's not presenting it to everybody. And Frankie's like, hey man, what is that about? Like, what's going on over there? I see you doing this all the time.
I mean,
who are you talking to?
I mean, Jessica, you know, fiance, getting married. It's gonna be nice.
Yeah, you said her name was Jessica.
Yeah.
Do I know her? I've never seen her before, but like, what's her last name?
Feathers. No relation.
And Frankie's eyes just get really big.
She's changed my life, man.
You're telling me that you are engaged to my cousin?
Wait, she's your cousin?
Yeah, she's my cousin.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm not just his cousin. I'm good. I'm a really good shot.
And then cut to Jessica. Pointing the gun at the back of Igor's head.
And then we
head.
Flash back! I had to! We flash back! And it was Gustav and Jessica meeting late night in an alley. And he leans over to her and he says, I hear Danny is going back into the business. And Jessica goes, no, not my love. I can't let him go back into this now after Vancouver. And Gustav goes, we need to cut Danny off from this life for good. I will help you. And she says, you've got my back, then we're gonna do it. And then we come back.
Oh my gosh.
I dare someone else to do a flashback.
I don't know how many rolls need to be made, and whether they're criminal or bird.
So, let's establish what's going on here.
The criminal.
We broke into the game.
Perkinski possibly has a faulty Tommy gun given to him by Jessica, but Jessica has a gun pointed to his head. But Gustav and Jessica were in on this also to get Danny out of the business. Do we have everything?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're trying to get Gustav away from Igor because he's a toxic relationship. We knew he was going
to
betray us.
Jessica is trying to get Danny, out
Danny
of
away
Danny
from the life.
Yeah, so.
Frankie just wants to get paid.
Frankie's just trying to, Frankie's just trying to figure out why Danny started dating his cousin. Yeah. Like...
I mean, it was a bar mitzvah. I mean, she was there. I don't know. Like,
no, I mean, this is in the flashback. No, I mean, I'm happy about it. Welcome to the family. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. It would have been nice if you'd like said something.
I mean, I didn't,
she's her own woman. She can do whatever
she
wants.
You know what I mean? Like, Feathers is kind of like Smiths with, like, the humans. I wasn't sure if it was kind of
but we're actual cousins. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I mean, hey, I pull out a little invitation. You know, we're going to get married in Peru or something.
Oh, my.
So, yeah,
this is why you've been talking about Peru.
Yeah, I want that one. Like, the whole thing, you know, ice sculptures, real band. Not a DJ, a real band.
No, real band for sure. Can I do the lighting?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Gustav leads into the side and he goes, were you not going to invite us to your wedding?
No, of course, man. Just want to see how this thing plays out. And then we go back to the present.
Present time.
God.
Danny.
Oh, wait, no. I got an idea.
Yeah. Oh, so, I swear to God, it's not a flashback.
So we're all standing there. It's like at a standstill. And I'd be like,
oh my God.
Gustav. I got one question for you.
What is it?
Will you go to my wedding?
Was this all just to invite me?
Maybe.
One last job, Danny. Just like you promised.
One last job, baby. And this one, this one's for life. And I get down on my knees.
I hate everything.
But I guess
and then everyone, wait, concept, everyone
we
parts
all start
way
doing a flash
to Jessica.
Bomb?
Yep.
Everyone steps to the side and parts
steps
ways
to
Jessica.
Jessica runs in slow motion.
Pull out my device and start recording it, live streaming it to the internet.
You always love dams, baby. I wanted to give you the biggest one.
Danny, I love you more than anything in this messed up world.
That's right, baby. And I do to you the same what you said. I love you.
She presses her head to yours and makes a little
clack.
Like kissing noise. Yep, clack.
I can't.
She takes the ring. She says, I do, Danny. And she gives you a feather. I'm sorry, one of her toes, one of her web toes.
Oh, right, yeah. I put it on the toe. And just an aside for the people watching this for a second.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're very, very sorry for whatever this is. And also at the same time, you know, you're lucky this is free. This is good stuff. You know, I mean, most times you have to pay $15 to see Ocean's 11, but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Ocean's Quack, movie, but... this is crazy. Back into the moment. I love you, baby, and we're gonna make this life happen. I'm just glad that we could have everyone that we love here today.
And everyone on the internet. It's life.
Oh, hey, everybody, you can follow my Instagram, at Jessica, but the E is of number 3, and then it's dot feathers. I got a hat in every picture.
Babe, that's confusing. Yeah? That's confusing. You should change it to an E.
But it's okay.
I mean, hey, really, do whatever you want. Just trying to make it more successful. Make you as big as you can.
Oh, Danny, whatever you need. She kisses you again.
Peck.
Gustav, what are you doing in this moment?
I don't know. Wait, I know exactly what I'm doing. Igor.
Oh my god, I'm so scared.
Gonna say it.
I'm so scared.
Gustav turns to Igor and he says, "I have always loved you, my dear." And he gets down on one knee.
Oh no. No!
Gustav, what are you doing? Right here? In front of all of them, you would...
Yes. Will you become my partner in crime for life?
Always, Gustav. Always.
And then we embrace, we jump off the side of the dam, we parachute, we paraglide down to a getaway car where you see the Raven Lady peeking out of the side and she rolls the window up and we drive away.
As that happens, you see Jessica Feathers and Danny Broadbill looking over as their car sort of driving off in the distance. He's like, "You got me this time, kid. You got me this time."
Flashback to a conversation Frankie Feathers is having with his grandma.
How do you make those sugar snaps, Grandma?
Frankie, right, grandma. What are you doing in my room?
So what I'm gonna need you to do is you're gonna put this Raven costume on. And you are going to be in this car because we think our friend is going to betray us because he's in love with our enemy. Or maybe enemy is a strong word. It's more like a rival. But basically, once they get in the car, they're going to need a getaway. And you're going to be the one to drive them. And you're going to drive them.
She's not driving.
What do I do after I place the car for them?
You drive the car. No. The costume stays in the back. You drive the car. Drive it around right back to us.
Okay.
We're going to be up on a hill.
This
up on a hill.
Is out of control.
I can't.
The car, as all of you are looking into the sunset, a car pulls up and Igor and Gustav stand on the hill with all of you.
You're back?
I guess we're back.
Oh, okay.
Do you have, have you bought the tickets for Peru already?
I got a couple. Do you guys want to go to Peru?
Gustav, darling.
We do have two weddings that I got to plan for. That's like twice the amount of lighting. I have to get the sound, make sure that the band is all covered. We could use the same band for both, but they might charge double. Are we doing this at the same time, or is this going to be like two separate ceremonies?
Hey guys, regardless of the weddings, we got to get rid of this egg because, no one's going to buy this thing. We need to get it to Wesley or someone's going to buy it. Otherwise, we're kind of crap out of luck.
Someone say Wesley, and stepping out from behind a tree is Wesley Webb Jr.
Yes.
I hate everything. I hate this game. I love it.
We've broken the game, and now we're just like, we put it in this trash can, we're burning it, and we're watching it burn. That is what's happening right now.
We sent it out for a Vikings funeral,
yeah.
And we're just seeing how long it takes to sing.
Hey, Grant Howitt, here's your game, and we are burning it. We are burning
Grant
it.
Grant would be proud.
And we are eating the ashes.
All of these flashbacks are essential. Though Wesley does not have a flashback
part of the plan.
He steps up to you, Danny. He waddles up to you and says, I thought I could save you the walk.
Oh, great. Yeah. Who has the egg? Look at everyone. I got a unicycle over here. We didn't really figure out who was.
And Carl Toucan steps forward, reaches into his mouth, and pulls the egg out of his massive beak.
Oh my god.
Just according to plan, Danny.
Yeah, I wink at him. All part of the plan.
Carl Toucan making a comeback.
You're Fruit Loopy, man. Fruit Loopy.
I'm Fruit Loopy, but I'm your Fruit Loopy, Danny.
That's why
you're together always.
That's why you're my best man, baby. I wink.
Oh, sure, he's gonna be the best. Whatever.
I have a bunch of best birds.
Okay. I'll remember this dance.
And as the sun finally sets,
still setting.
We are going to see an epilogue montage for this.
We flash forward to the
wedding. We flash forward to the wedding. Tell us what we see.
Fade into the show, naturally. A big band is there on one side of the dance floor, and on the other side of the dance floor, a ska band. Because, gotta change it up. So you got, Frank Sinatra type stuff playing during dinner and hors d'oeuvres and cocktail hour. And then you get the skanking, as it was, done. The dance to the ska music, yeah. Going. And you kind of like get an overhead pan that goes down over the dance floor, sees everybody, goes over by the buffet, and goes back and circles around back to the control booth where Frankie's just like controlling all the audio, and then he looks over here and he's bringing down the house lights and he's like bringing up the big band's solo artist. Okay, we're going to a spotlight there.
We gotta hurry, my headphones are dying.
And then it goes over to Gustav.
So we flash over. We flash over to Gustav. I can't do it.
Okay. Give it together. Ah!
We flash over to Gustav. He's in a full tuxedo. He is happily sitting at one side of the wedding. This has become a joint wedding. They did have a joint wedding together. And then all of a sudden he pulls out a gun and shoots it at Danny. And Danny like starts and he looks behind him and there was like an assassin behind him or something. And Gustav winks at him and Danny shoots him finger guns.
Right. Finger guns, kid.
Igor runs over to Gustav, grabs you in a very masculine gesture and says, "I couldn't pick a crazier goose than you."
"You're honking right, my love."
And they peck at each other's face.
Wait, what is... Yes! Aggressively, violently.
It's horrifying.
Their beaks crack a little bit.
We see the very first wedding speaker step out, and we see Wesley Webb Jr. step out, and he says, "Everyone, this wedding was financed thanks to the amazing efforts of all of you. And I have now, with the money from the golden egg, sponsored this." And then a big projector goes down from behind him. Nobody really knows where it came from. And on the screen is a gif of a loaf of bread. And he goes, "I have bought the entire human bread industry, replacing it with soft bread. No longer will ducks choke to death on the bread that humans feed us. Danny Broadbill, Jessica Broadbill, this is for you." And he leaves it to you.
Danny is speechless.
Frankie, fades in applause.
I think we're all honking and quacking and tweeting in celebration.
And let's leave some words for our heroic man. One of the three men of the night, actually.
Actually a duck, but yes.
It's true, yes. I spend a lot of time talking with humans.
Grabs a microphone. I feel like this is like after all of like the wedding ceremony, everything. This is like the reception time. And I look around at everyone. I'm like, "It's really nice to have all your friends here. Friends, family, criminals. I look at everyone, sort of give a Frankie and Gustav a wink. Crazy time. It was a crazy time. But love's crazy. This world's crazy. It was a duck wild time that we had. Duck wild."
I feel like his speech is just going to be all of the unused puns that he has throughout the game.
And he sort of, I say some nice things about Jessica and how we're meant to be together and all that kind of crap. And then as like the wedding is kind of like, it kind of cuts or like fades to the different part of the scene as like the night's kind of dying down. And I go up to Frankie and Gustav as we're sort of like getting near the end. And I kind of put my wings around both of them, kind of bring them to the corner. I'm like, you guys are great. We did it. We really did it.
Yes.
But you guys ever been to China? I hear they got a really big golden chicken egg there.
Right at that moment, Frankie pushes the button on his device and fireworks go off in the background.
Hell yeah.
I would like to thank anyone who has lasted this long, but I'm not going to because I know you're not here.
Thank you, wow. Mom, for watching till the end.
Thank you to my roommates for skipping to the end.
Oh my god.
All right, can we go out on a phrase?
Flashback Friday.
For real?
Yeah.
Flashback.
Flashback. All right. So flashback on three. One, two, three. Flashback. Thank you all so much. Goodbye. Thank you for watching or listening to the General Adventuring Company. And a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters for making all this possible. For more content and involvement with the show and cast, go to patreon.com/TGACpod. The logo and map is by Kaylee Reed at Pastadorable. The character art and overlay is by Apollo Avery at Apollinaires. The music and sound effects are from Epidemic Sound at epidemicsound.com. Follow the show at TGACpod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and on YouTube at The General Adventuring Company. The Game Master is Julian Hermano at JW1IAN. Danny Broadbill is Adam Sowards at Sowards_Adam. Gustav Ganderbilt is Kaylee Reed at Kaylee Did. Frankie Feathers is Cesare Orlando at C3ASARE. The editors are Nicolas Giardine at NIC609 and Matthew Eberle at Matthew Eberle Photography. The tabletop system used today was a modified version of Honey Heist, a free one-page tabletop role-playing game created by Grant Howitt. Grant Howitt does not endorse TGAC podcast or its use of Honey Heist. The folks at TGAC would like to thank Grant Howitt for developing such a wonderful game that brings endless bear mischief and joy to so many.